USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. The confirmation of Biden's nominee for U.S. ambassador to Israel suddenly takes on a new urgency. Senate Democrats are pushing aggressively for quick confirmation of Jack Lew as ambassador to Israel after the attack by Hamas on Saturday. Lew was nominated in early September, but the attack, which was widely condemned by both parties and across the ideological spectrum, will kick the effort into high gear. It will jumpstart a broader debate over aid to Israel in an already chaotic fall. Jailed Iranian activist Narges Mohammadi wins the Nobel Peace Prize. Mohammadi, age 51, has been in jail for over two decades and was awarded the 2023 Nobel Peace Prize for her fight against the oppression of women in Iran. She is currently serving a multi-year prison sentence in Iran's capital of Tehran for various charges, including propaganda against the state. Mohammadi has been arrested by Iranian authorities 13 times and sentenced to a total of 31 years and 154 lashes, according to the Norwegian Nobel Committee. He's not going back home to California.
Kevin McCarthy is refuting recent reports suggesting his intention to resign from Congress. Friday, news outlets had speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker. McCarthy clarified to reporters that the reports are untrue. He intends to serve until the end of next year and run for re-election. He also emphasized his aim to assist Republicans in growing their majority in the chamber. I'm John Schaefer.
Several earthquakes hit western Afghanistan today, taking the lives of at least 15 people and injuring another 40. The U.S. Geological Survey says the initial quake registered a magnitude of 6.3 northwest of the city of Herat and was followed by subsequent quakes. There are reports of widespread damage to houses in multiple provinces. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The U.S. government safety agency, NHTSA, has said it is preparing for a recall next year of 52 million airbag inflators that can rupture during deployment. This opens the door to the prospect of what could become another complicated decade-long repair of defective airbags in tens of millions of vehicles. The companies that put them in the cars argue that a broad recall would be simply unprecedented considering just seven isolated incidents have occurred. Employment in the U.S. is way up.
The Department of Labor says a total non-farm payroll employment rose by 336,000 in September. The unemployment rate, though, was unchanged at 3.8%. One thing almost all market watchers agree on is that the better the job growth is, the more likely it is that the Federal Reserve will consider hiking interest rates come November. I'm Corey Myers.
A former IRS contractor is planning to plead guilty in federal court after leaking former President Trump's tax records. Charles Littlejohn is scheduled to enter into a plea deal next week in a Washington, D.C. court. Littlejohn reportedly stole tax information associated with Trump and thousands of the nation's wealthiest people and leaked it to the press. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour concert film is breaking records before it even hits the theaters. With less than a week until the movie graces the big screen, it has surpassed over $100 million worldwide in advance ticket sales. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.